Well, I like what I feel tonight. How about you? Praise the Lord. Starting to feel like revival around here. And Brother Webb could have just went right on. And Brother Horton, I've learned I don't have to say anything for revival to be right in the will of God. And I just want the Lord to have his way, and I know you do too. That's why we're here. So we might as well just let him do it. How about that? I believe he's here to help us. I believe he has been, and I'm just looking for greater things, and it's good to see you tonight. And just come believing and expecting the Lord. And we know that America and our nation's in crisis tonight. But I believe he's still the Christ over every crisis of life. The president just signed that stimulus package. They said it's $819 billion, almost $1 trillion. And I'm just a country boy, and I can't hardly get my mind around $1 trillion. So I done a little research on that, Brother David, and I found out that if you spent $1 million from the day Jesus was born, $1 million every day for over 2012 years, you still wouldn't have $1 trillion today. It would be about $723 billion. You wouldn't have $1 trillion. And I know that our country's in crisis and they feel like they have to do it, and they're probably going to borrow it from one of our enemies, somebody that hates us, or they're going to print a bunch of money that we don't have. But brother, sister, there may be somebody here tonight in crisis, but I want you to know that heaven isn't going to have to get a loan to bail you out. And I don't believe heaven's having to print currency tonight to send you a blessing and send you some help and hope in your time of need and situation. But I believe that the King of Glory has all the sovereignty, all the grace, all the power, all the mercy in the storehouse of heaven tonight. And I believe he's looking high, he's standing high, and he's looking low in the valleys of life. And he's saying, if you'll come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, my friend, heaven's not bankrupt tonight. Heaven's not looking for a handout. And my friend, hell don't have the upper hand. But I believe the Lord is in the midst. And I believe God is in the house. And you may be in crisis, but my friend, Christ has enough to meet your need in this hour. Woo! Oh, glory to God. God's not going to go in debt to give us revival. I feel the Holy Ghost here. You know what I believe sometimes we need is just some hope. I've got a message here, and I really worked on it. I worked on it good. But I'm sure feeling the Holy Ghost here. I even got 3 points. I got a few illustrations, Brother David. I don't think I got a poem, but it does kind of make sense on paper. It probably won't make sense when it comes out. It hardly ever does, but I sure feel the Holy Ghost here. I didn't come here tonight to talk about 3 points in a poem, and because most people probably won't remember them anyway. But I sure like if we could just get our eyes on Jesus here for a little while. And my friend, if you just look up, my friend, the devil's saying we need to look down and stay down. And be down because the church is going down. But my friend, I still believe that God's on the throne and God's in control. And my friend, I believe God has a plan and God has the power and God has a purpose. And I believe the will of God is going to be done. And there's nothing that hell can do to stop what heaven is wanting to do in your life. I was all nervous about this meeting. You know, I get nervous when I've never been somewhere, and especially when God preaches everything in the world and back again, and I gotta, you know. But oh, I feel better about it right now. Not because I'm preaching, not because I got anything good to say,
I'm really searching for something to say, but I feel that somebody is standing on the threshold of victory in this service tonight. I believe, Brother Nathan, with all of my heart, that somebody is standing at the door of victory. I believe somebody is right on the verge of coming out of the valley, coming out of discouragement, coming out of fear, coming out of heartbreak and sorrow. I believe God has come down to take somebody by the hand and lift them up. Hey, tonight could be the night that you get the Holy Ghost, that you get set free from the things that's got you down. If you believe it, lift your hands and say, Lord, have your way.
You remember when Pilgrim was in that slough of despondency on his way to Celestial City? Wasn't it Plight, Brother David, that went back and left him there in the slough of despondency by himself? He was left alone there in the darkness. And a man came to him and said, Pilgrim, Christian, didn't you see the rocks, the stepping stones that would lead you across the slough of despondency? And Christian said, Fear followed me hard. Fear followed me hard. And I believe there's some people here tonight. I don't know, it may be fear. It may be doubt. It may be hopelessness. It may be a veil of darkness that you just can't see beyond. And it's following you hard. And you're stuck in a slough of despondency. And you're wondering if there's any way out. But my friend, that man came to where Christian was, and he reached out a hand to him. And the man's name, his name was Help. And Help reached out a hand and lifted him out of that slough of despondency. Hey, I believe Help is reaching out a hand. I said, I believe that there is a hand of Help, and it's reaching out to somebody in this hour. Do you need some help? I said, do you need him? Do you need Jesus? Do you need a deliverer? Do you need some encouragement? I said, reach up. There's a reaching down hand tonight. Woo! That man laid at the gate beautiful. Peter and John came by at the hour of prayer. He laid at the gate beautiful. That word beautiful there simply means the right place or the right time. It's no accident that God's arranged somebody getting a touch tonight. You're not just going to fall into a blessing tonight, brother. God's got you on the agenda. And that man was looking for a handout. He was looking for enough just to get him by one more day. He was looking for some benevolence, maybe a loan. But he didn't need a loan. He needed legs. He didn't need a handout. He needed a healing. And brother, we don't need God to come by and just give us enough to get us by for one more service. But we need God to reach down and get us by the hand and lift us up. Oh, because brother, when he got up, he was able to go on by himself because God gave him legs and God gave him a miracle, and he leaping up stood and went walking and leaping and praising God. He didn't sit down. He got up. He didn't quit. He ran on. I said, God's wanting to give you something that'll take you onward. Would somebody come get me a song right now? Lift your hands and ask the Holy Ghost. Well, I believe God's wanting to move if I ever believed it in my life. What kind of tragedy What kind of tragedy would it have been if the Lord would have reached out his hand and lifted him up and he sat back down? What kind of tragedy would it have been if God gave him the power to get up, but instead he chose to stay down? My friend, there's a hand that's outstretched with the power to get you up. Don't stay down. For he lifted me up, also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, put a song in my mouth, even praise unto God. My friend, God lifts a man up to bring a man out. And but I believe the Holy Ghost has come by here tonight, not just to get you up, but to get you out, to bring you out, to get you out of that pit, to get you out of that slough. Oh, glory be to God, and bring you out of it. And without one second of hesitation. You feel the Holy Ghost here tonight? If you do, let me see your hand. You feel the Holy Ghost and you believe God is here and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's not emotion, that it's not worked up, but it's the Holy Ghost. Let me see your hand. Are you believing it? Well, if you believe it and you got a need, I want you to step out. I don't want you to wait. I don't want you to try to figure it out. I don't want you to try and say, I'm going to wait on somebody else. But you said, I know God's here. I know God's in the midst. I want you to come up here and lift your hands and say, I got a need. And I believe the Holy Ghost is here to meet that need. Come on, I need God to heal. I need God to deliver. I need God to take me by the hand. Lift me up, bring me through. Lead me out of this wilderness. Help me to see a move of God. Help me to see the light of God's glory. Help me to see the power of the risen Savior. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to make a move. Somebody needs to make a break. The Lord's here to deliver.